Welcome, everyone. This is Dr. Jim Sadler, and today in the turn that down a little more.
Supposed to talk over it.
You have to talk over it, Dr. Sadler.
Today on the show. Today on the Phil Henry Show, thank you very much, Bud Dickman and Margaret Gray, and of course, General Galen Shaw. Today on the show, Phil has asked myself, Dr. Jim Sadler, and my colleague, Dr. Ron Tarner, to comment on what's been going on.
What has been going on in Phil's life for the last 48 hours?
Yeah, exactly. Phil, to put it as succinctly as I can, injured himself walking into the building housing the recording studio that he was going to be working at on Wednesday, was it?
It was Wednesday afternoon. Phil, where's Phil?
He's not here yet.
Phil decided to just take his time coming in. I think he stopped off at Hardee's.
Stopped off at Hardee's? There is no Hardee's.
What is it?
It's called Big Boy. What do you mean Hardee's?
Yeah, he stopped off at a Big Boy.
He stopped. Can I get going here?
Go ahead.
Phil, on Wednesday, was walking into a recording studio. He was walking into the building where the recording studio was inside of, and he was outside of it.
You don't need to tell him that.
Guys, one at a time.
All right, sorry.
He was walking into the building, so I don't have to say.
No, you don't have to say he was outside of it.
He was walking into the building where he was going to do a recording session. As Phil told me, he got there with 15 minutes to spare. He was worried because Phil usually likes to be about 30 minutes early for a lot of the things he does because he's lives so far outside of town. But, you know, I don't want you to think he like lives out. He lives outside of town like he lives out with a bunch of creeps, you know, with the chainsaws.
Yeah, no, I did. He didn't live out of Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
No, he doesn't live out there.
All right, that's not necessary.
Okay, it wasn't necessary. Dr. Tarner, why don't you go drink some of your psilocybin tea, huh?
All right, okay. Can we call a halt to this?
Guys, we can't have you arguing. Why don't you guys just chill out and let's start again?
Yeah, because I mentioned to him that you know what?
You said that you drink psilocybin tea to help you see the outer space.
I did not say outer space. I said it helps me see three dimensions between the stars. And I will not have that. Understand what I'm saying? I will not have that on this podcast.
Okay, sorry.
All right, guys, if you can't grow up, you got it?
Yeah, I got Mr. Henry just called and he says he's on his way.
All right, if you can't grow up, Phil is on his way. All right, look, I can do this.
I can too. I don't want him mentioning the fact that
I think that's unnecessary, Dr. Sadler.
All right, fine. So, Phil, where do you want me to go?
Just keep rolling, we'll edit it.
So, Phil, was on his way into the building where he had a recording session scheduled. And as I mentioned, he got there early.
Yeah, he mentioned, you said a half hour. He got there with 50 minutes to spare, which seemed to be cutting it close for him.
Right. So he remembers getting out of the car a little concerned that he wasn't going to get inside, get checked in through security, and make his way to wherever the production assistants were, what would take him to the studio. And as it turned out, he was worrying for no reason. He had about 12 minutes to spare, and he wasn't running, right?
No, he was not running, but he remembers getting out of the car and looking at his phone and pulling up a...
Yeah, he's pulling up.
Wait, whoa.
Bud!
I'm sorry.
We're going to... We do it.
We do it. It's the Dr. Jim Tarner.
Dr. Jim Tarner.
I'm sorry, Dr. Ron Sadler.
This is just the Dr. Jim Sadler and Dr. Ron Tarner presentation. Not even the show, all right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, good.
So he pulled up in front of the building.
Well, we're well past that. He pulled up in front of the building. He gets out. He's got 12 minutes to spare. He's looking for this email that gives him information on how to check in at security and then go to the studio. And he's reading this email as he's walking briskly toward the building that has a brick sidewalk in front of it, elevated above the normal parking slab, if you will,
Yeah, well, it's a big slab of asphalt and concrete.
Right. Elevated slightly. But as Phil approached that, as he told the story, the security guard came out and said, "Are you Phil?" He looked up to say, "Yes, I am," and that's when...
That's when he hit the curb and went, what you said yesterday, and I don't know if they've...
We've not edited it out, no.
All right, well, he said he went face first. I just wanted to make sure.
Look,
there's nothing wrong with saying face first. Bud made a big deal out of it.
No, I'm just saying, man. Just, you know, because we get phone calls.
Oh, the hell we do.
You know, he went face first, breaking his fall with the right hand and with the left hand, bouncing his nose off of the brick, and I think his forehead, too.
Yeah. Now, he was fine. It did lacerate his face, and he was embarrassed as hell.
He was so embarrassed. He looked up, and the security guard says to him, "Are you all right?" And he says, "Yes, I am. But I probably don't look too good. Ha, ha, ha." And the security guard...
Well, the security guard tried to run away, did he?
No, he didn't try to run away. Nope, that's a real man you're making fun of.
All right, I'm sorry.
You're the guy that doesn't want me to bring up the psilocybin tea.
Would you stop doing that?
All right. So Phil got up and he said, "Geez, I'm sorry." And there was a production assistant that was already there. She saw this happen and she came over and said, "Don't worry, Mr. Henry, we'll get you some first aid." And they went off. And what was it?
It was about, not more than 60 seconds. They were there with Band-Aids and they had antiseptic wipes. And
Phil, in the meantime, tells me he's so embarrassed he doesn't know what to say. He says, listen, I'm very, very sorry. I don't know what to tell you. And I'm good to go. They asked him, are you okay?
Yeah, are you okay? I mean, he should have said, most days, no, I'm not,
Hey, Bud, knock it off, will you? Bud, the jokes are fine. The punchline, we're trying to get the information out right now. Jokes come later. Do you understand?
Whatever.
Yeah, I like where you're going with that, Bud. Phil Henry, is he okay? Whoever knows, You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we got it, okay?
Who's we?
I'm sorry, I got it.
But, on any given day, is Phil Henry okay? Well, who knows? But, he indicated he was all right. And they did his face or whatever.
See, that's the thing.
Oh, well, you knocked this stuff off.
Well, I'm just telling you, the Dean Abercrombie and Buddy Etcheverrin.
Those are the guys that wrote the memo.
What's this problem now?
What is the problem?
When he said that they did Phil's face. This is a problem with some of the investors. They don't like the reference to face and noseful.
Well, I can understand that.
You can understand that.
Yes, I can.
And we were always trying to tell Mr. Henry. Oh, here he is.
Yeah. Hi. Phil,
we're in the middle of recording the show.
Yeah, no, I know that. Anyway, I have my arm in a sling. I just want to come in and say hello to the audience. Thank you very much, Dr. Tarner. Thank you very much, Dr. Sadler. Thank you very much, Dr. Sadler.
Thank you.
And thank you very much, Dr. Tarner. For being here and explaining from a medical perspective.
Well, I think I need to... Dr. Ron Tarna is an astrophysicist.
Yes, but I have worked as a GP.
He has worked as a GP.
Well, we got a guy here, Dr. Tarna, who's looking out and out. He looks up into outer space. I don't know what I'm going to do with that.
Well, maybe I'm going to see something up in outer space that reminds me of you.
All right, hold on. Is there anything you want me to answer?
We got Phil Henry here. So I told the audience what happened.
You fell down. When did you notice that the right shoulder, because this is what's really the problem.
The right shoulder is the problem, right, Phil?
Yeah, the right shoulder. And I noticed the right shoulder was painful right away. I didn't know how badly it was injured. I was very embarrassed. I said, "Hey, you guys, I'm awfully sorry." They said, "No sweat, Mr. Henry. Go in." And they led me into the men's room where I was cleaning my face up.
Here we go again.
Yeah.
There we go again with what?
Every time you say face, Bill Etcheverrin or some...
His name is Dean Etcheverrin. Do you know this guy?
I never heard of these guys. What are these guys?
They're doing memos, Phil. You're talking about, hey, my face.
Yeah, it's kind of sounding...
I can understand why they think you're being very cavalier and going, and then my face, as if you're casting your eyes around the room for any females.
Will you guys grow up?
Sorry.
Okay, sorry, Phil.
Sorry.
I don't even know where I am now.
You were talking about your face.
Yeah, I went into the men's room and I was using antiseptic wipes and I had a gash across... Not a gash. I had a scratch on my forehead, a scratch on my nose. And there you go. So then I went into the studio. All the guys were, "How you doing, Phil?" And I was as embarrassed as you could be. I said, "I'm awfully sorry, you guys." I said, "No sweat. We heard about it." I was on time and we launched into the session.
Now, did you have a good session?
Had a great one.
did everything that that we were you know, scheduled to do, and in character, and everything flowed very beautifully. And then I said goodbye.
So at no time, you mentioned, did you have some perspiration?
Yes, that's what you wanted to. Did you perspire?
I noticed that I started to sweat a little bit. I think it was just because I was so damn nervous and kind of upset.
Right. Sometimes that can mean that you're going into shock.
Yeah. That you might have been, that at that moment you'd have to lay on the ground, they'd have to cover you. Someone would have to lay on you.
Yeah.
No, man, that wasn't happening to me.
What are you talking about? He'd have to lay on the ground and someone have to...
Somebody might, you know, if to keep the warmth in, if he's going into shock.
Why would I go into shock?
I don't know. You mentioned you fell down, and all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, you know, what have I done? What have I done? Oh. And I went into shock once. I was on a water slide. This is very embarrassing.
Oh, this is the water slide story?
Yeah. It was a water slide, a slip and slide kind of thing. And when I got to the end, my pants had gone all the way down. They'd come off, and I was just standing there with no pants on. So I you know, and everybody's like, oh, look at him, ha, ha, ha. And I got my pants. I pulled them back on. And
why are you laughing?
I'm not laughing. I'm remembering now. I got my pants, and then I felt myself going into shock.
Now, why did you go into shock? Because your pants? Because you had no pants on?
Well, you know something, Dr. Tarner?
Well, we want to know this because it doesn't sound like something you go into shock over.
I went into shock, okay? Because I'm sliding down a slip and slide. I get up and my pants are 100 yards behind me.
All right, sorry.
Sorry, Dr. Sadler.
So I got up and I did the best I could. I ran back. I got my pants. And I felt myself, I don't know how to describe it.
What does it feel like when you go to Phil?
What?
What did it feel like?
I didn't go into shock. I was just sweating.
Well, I remember going, oh, you know, ah, oh, God, my pants, you know, I was nude, something like that.
So you were reminding yourself of this humiliation.
Yeah, and then I just felt like I need to lay down. And so I laid down on the grass, and that's when this woman came over. Her name was Charlene Belgian. You know this lady at all?
No. No, I've never heard of her.
Well, she was a very nice lady. She was a big woman, so when she laid on me...
You couldn't breathe.
I could not breathe. And that was also... Because I remember going... I can't describe it. But finally, I was able to breathe, and I was warmed up from being in shock.
So you went into shock because your pants came off.
Here, look at this.
Yeah, looks like you're going to laugh there, General.
You better believe I'm going to laugh. You're nuts. You guys are nuts.
Nuts though we may be, we got to tell this story.
We got to tell Phil's story here on the world famous Phil Henry Show podcast because we need for people to understand. So you're the one that's going to tell the story.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right.
You're part of the show.
No, you're right. So Phil gets done. He realizes he gets back to the car. And where is Phil?
He's having some Fritos and watching Gangs in New York.
He's having Fritos and watching Gangs from New York.
What?
Nothing, Phil. Go ahead.
Well, I wanted to find out, Phil, if you could. Yeah. So you get out to the car.
I got out to the car. We were done with the session. I, you know, put a Band-Aid across my forehead, a Band-Aid across my nose. Got into the car, and I was very, very aware of the fact that my right hand was aching like a son of a bitch and my right shoulder. So I had this audition that I had to do. I got home. It was an hour and a half, man, from where I was to where I live. And,
now the studio was in Burbank, California, right?
Yeah, it was Burbank.
It was in Burbank. About an hour and a half, I get home and the traffic was bad and, finished doing the show for, today. And then realized that, you know, I'm thinking I'm gonna have to go get an X-ray. And I'm talking to Jackie.
Now, Jackie's the one that said, go get an X-ray, right?
Yes, she was.
All right, see? See?
But I mean, what do you see? I said he should get, well...
No, you did not. Because you don't know about it, because you're looking at my...
I'm not looking at Martians.
All right, well, hold on, guys. You're supposed to do this show.
Yeah, just watch.
Phil, why don't you get out of here, go eat your Fritos and watch Gangs of New York.
Yeah. Get out of here, Mr. Henry.
Well, what do you guys talk... Go ahead.
Thank you. This is the problem. I asked Phil a question.
Yeah, you're going to get a speech.
So he got home, and he realizes after talking to Jack, he's got to get an X-ray. So the next morning, that would be this morning, the Thursday, you're hearing this on a Friday, he goes to his doctor, calls his doctor up and says, listen, here's what happened. The doctor had him come in, and then the doctor...
Are you doing that on purpose?
What?
You're going, doctor.
Oh, sorry. But the doctor had him come in. He did an x-ray to make sure there was no fractures on the shoulder and on the hand. Did not find no fractures, right? No,
he did not find any fractures, but did say,
whoa, I do that.
We get to do that part.
Sorry.
So then he did say, the doctor did, wait, Ron, go ahead.
Well, the doctor said that he had, he said he needed an RMI.
No, he did. He said he needed an MRI.
MRI, yeah. An MRI to see if he had a torn rotator cuff.
Oh, so that, a torn rotator cuff.
Yes, and that's extremely painful. It's why Phil cannot lift his right arm above, you know, his head. He can't even get it higher than his shoulder. And the exam they did, it's a very standard exam that we do, that we do. God damn it.
That we do.
Yeah. Now I'm thinking about what comes out of someone's ass.
Dr. Sadler.
Sorry. It's just that...
Yeah, I do. We already mentioned the doo-doo.
Yeah, we know what doo-doo is.
I'm sorry. So Mr. Henry is going to have an MRI to see if there's rotator cuff injury. In the meantime, the doctor gave him a sling to put his arm in.
Now, slings are wonderful because they help lift up all of the pressure.
Guys, was she supposed to...
Hey, listen, Sadler. No, I just... Margaret, technically you're not supposed to say anything. Yeah, this is the Dr. Jim Sadler, right? I got you.
Yeah, it's great. I'd be weighing in like you're a doctor or something.
I'm asking questions.
I understand, but I just... If it's all the same.
Yeah, Margaret, the deal is the two of them.
Blow it out your...
Oh, great. I just had this lady tell me to blow it out my ass. God.
Okay, so anyway, Phil is going to get the MRI. He has not yet gotten an MRI. They're going to schedule it.
And that's going to find out whether or not he needs rotator cuff surgery. That's what they say happened to him. Now, the doctor, in doing a cursory exam, had Phil raise his arms and do different pressure and strength tests. And it was his belief that Phil does not have what's called frozen shoulder.
Now, what is frozen shoulder?
Frozen shoulder is when your shoulder, you know...
Freezes up.
Yeah, freezes up.
You're a doctor. You don't even know what frozen shoulder is.
You know what it is?
I'm not a doctor.
Well, that's a good point.
Well, what is frozen shoulder?
Frozen shoulder is a condition that I don't know.
So we finally asked you something you don't know anything about. Maybe you should have paid attention in school with all those big words like syringe and intestine.
Hey, let me tell you something. I know more about medicine than any of you monkeys.
Now he's getting upset.
I don't care. We want to know what frozen shoulder is.
All right, I'll tell you what frozen shoulder is. the best of my abilities and recollection is frozen. See, I'm not an orthopedic surgeon.
Well, neither am I.
No, you're
an astrophysicist.
Well,
right.
Yeah. Do you want to know something? I'll admit to that. I'm an astrophysicist. I do use psilocybin tea on occasion. Okay, but that doesn't mean I don't know about the medical things.
Well, what is frozen?
Frozen.
No, what is frozen shoulder?
Well, wait a minute. You're not going to tell. I'm the doctor.
Do you know?
It's...
I'll tell you what frozen shoulder is, okay? Frozen shoulder is basically when your shoulder has become stuck and limited in movement. It's often caused by an inflammation of the capsule, the tissue surrounding the shoulder joint.
Okay, that's enough.
No, whoa.
Why don't you, Dr. Sadler? Wait, give me that.
God, that's my phone.
Oh, he's making me look like a monkey. Dr. Sadler, he knows and you don't.
Diagnosing frozen shoulder requires a physical exam and possible x-rays or additional tests to rule out other causes or symptoms. And also, physical therapy and anti-inflammatory medication is prescribed. Surgery is not usually indicated to treat frozen shoulder unless non-operative treatments have failed to improve.
So you make me look like an ape?
I wasn't making you look like an ape. You didn't know the answer to that.
I was going to find it.
Yeah, you can look it up online.
That's what I did.
What a dick.
Well, gentlemen.
Right, so
getting back to Phil Henry. So Phil has what the doctor thinks is a torn rotator cuff, which will require to absolutely diagnose that. He's going to have an MRI. And when he has that MRI, it indicates that it is a frozen, what is it called?
Yeah, it's a frozen cuff, right?
No, it's not. You said it's a frozen shoulder.
No, that's not what it is.
It's a
Here's Mr. Henry.
I got a torn rotator cuff.
Oh, okay, yeah.
All right, how's the movie, Phil?
Sucks.
Why? Because I can't, you guys are bugging me.
Phil's watching Gangs of New York and eating Fritos.
Yeah, so he has a rotator cuff tear. They think.
Yeah, they won't know until the MRI, and then they'll know.
Right. Now, in the meantime, this has sort of impacted his life. In a week, he's scheduled to leave to go to Florida for a week with Jackie. And the other thing that he did that everybody is sort of going, what? You know, Bud, you want to?
Yeah, he had an audition he was due, and he did an audition this morning on his camera. A lot of auditions is done on cameras and everything, and he did it with his face all wrecked.
So he auditioned.
Yeah, he auditioned for a TV show.
Yeah.
And he did it with his face in bandages.
Yeah, he did, because he said, you know what? What am I going to do? My face is banned. I'm not going to miss it. And he called up his agent and told him. His agent said it's a good idea.
His agent said, His agent says a good idea.
Well, you don't know. I mean, look, maybe he could use it for the character or something. A lot of actors do that.
What, they go out and get beat up and they...
No. Boy, would you, if you don't blow your nose... I'm sorry. Listen, I'm trying to tell you that the bandages on his face and the bruises and everything, he went ahead and did the audition that way.
Right, so, and he had to do it early in the morning, right?
Yes.
So there you have it, folks. Phil suffered this possible rotator cuff tear by falling, literally. And here's the thing. As I talked to Phil today, he said, you know what? This is a lesson in looking at the little things as well as, you know, and not be having your mind on the big things all that time, right? It's like last spring when he went in with that kidney stone.
No, you're talking, are you telling things that he doesn't want told? Oh, he doesn't care.
And he said to me then, I can't eat like I'm 16 years old anymore. I see, you know, better believe that, you know. And I've seen the way he eats.
Oh, God.
Mr. Henry eats pretty healthy.
The guy's got nothing but salad bakings in the refrigerator. I tried to find a corned beef sandwich.
You tried to find a corned beef? Oh, my.
Yeah, greasy corned beef sandwich.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing at all.
Anyway, so he said, you know, and now, you know, I got to be kind of looking at the small things in life, like where my foot's going. So put it all together, and what do you got? The guy fell on his ass. Now, it was, what, 5 years ago that he fell down those stairs.
Yeah, what's going on with this guy anyway?
Well, he, you know, Phil tells me he asked the doctor. The doctor says he's got people coming in falling down stairs all the time. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay, that sounds like such a load.
So,
what, Phil? That's what the guy said to me. He said he has people falling downstairs all the time. What do you want?
Maybe he's trying to make you feel better.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I wanted an honest answer. He gave me an honest answer. So, and as far as this tripping and falling, yeah, man, it sucks.
I'll say it sucks. You're not embarrassed?
I was really embarrassed, man. Are you crazy? Yes, I was embarrassed. But like I was telling you, Dr. Sadler, this is the karma, man. I'm learning that you have to have your mind on the little things as well as the big things. I'm always thinking about the big things, you know, the job I got to do, the career arc, all that crap, and I'm not looking like where my feet are going. So,
in a nutshell, Phil, there it is. That's a great lesson for all of us.
What a sucky. Boy, you really know how to lick ass, don't you?
I'm just agreeing with the guy.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you, Dr. Jim Sadler. Thank you, Dr. Ron Turner. This has been the Dr. Jim Sadler and Dr. Ron Turner show.
Well, what about some music or something?
Don't you put in music?
Yeah, we'll put some music in.
Until we do like some sort of a musical tribute to me, Dr. Jim Sadler.
What are you talking about, man?
I'm talking about me. Ring my friend, I said you called the Dr. Sadler. Yeah. Day or night, he'll be there anytime at all. It's Dr. Sadler.
What a load.
Dr. Sadler. You're a new and better man.
God.
He helps everyone, you understand. He does everything he can.
Dr. Tarter.
Dr. Sadler. God damn it.
No.
If you're down, he'll pick you up.
Dr. Sadler.
Take a drink from the special cup.
Dr. Tarter.
Dr. Sadler, he's a man you must believe, helping anyone in need. No one can succeed like Dr. Sadler.
No one sucks like that.
Well, you're feeling fine.
Yeah,
Well, I think the mushrooms are coming on for Dr. Tarner. My friend works for the National Health. His name's Dr. Tarner.
Yeah.
Don't pay money just to see yourself with Dr. Tarner.
Yeah.
Dr. Tarner.
I drink all that psilocybin tea. I see three dimensions between the stars. I do everything what I can. I'm Dr. Tarner.
That sucked. Well,
your feet.
Oh, would you two stop?
Well, he'll make you.
Yeah. Dr. Tarner. Dr. Tarner.
And Dr. Sadler.
Ring my friend, I said you called
Dr. Tarner.
Dr. Sadler.
Dr. Sadler.
Well, I gotta get out of here. The world famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on podcast. What?
I'm Dr. Ron Tarter. Dr. Tarter.
Yeah, I'm Dr. Jim Sadler.
And I'm Dr. Ron Tarter.
I was the host. I mentioned last. I'm Dr. John Tarner. I'm Dr. Jim Sadler.
I'm Dr. Ron Sadler. Wait a minute.